Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we've just had a crazy, crazy week in the Northeast. Just when we thought that we were getting ready to really work around the yard, my house in Kennebunk got 11.4 inches of snow officially, and then all kinds of rain. So what are you going to do? We just have to sit back, wait a little bit longer. Things will change, believe me. After all, we're only 16 days away from spring. And next Sunday at this time, the hours change. So remember, spring forward, we lose an hour of sleep next Sunday. But it will be brighter a lot later in the day. So when you get home from work, you'll have some time to work in the yard. Hopefully between now and then, most of the snow that did develop will have time to melt it, and things will get better. But hopefully you are able to get some of the jobs, give them a little bit of a head start that we talked about in the last couple of weeks. But there are still lots that can be done outside, even though there's snow on the ground. And the most important thing that has to be done is during this time of the year is when we need to concentrate on our roses, our fruit trees, and our flowering trees. The ground's got some snow. The trees, after the rain, have all cleared up, but what needs to be done more than anything else is to kill the overwintering insects that are on our plants and to kill the diseases that have spent a winter on our plants. So this is what you need to do. You're going to have some nice days during the week. There's no doubt about it. There will be some nice days. So, if you're lucky enough to have some time in your home and the weather is in the 40s, what you need to do is this. You need to drag out the hose, your bottle sprayer, or you can use a pump sprayer. And you need to get all season oil, which is made by Bonide Lawn and Garden, and liquid copper. Some of you still have sulfur, liquid sulfur. So either liquid sulfur or liquid copper. And you can combine them in the same sprayer, and you need to apply it to your fruit trees, your flowering trees, especially flowering crabs, because they get fungus. The older varieties will get all kinds of black spots on the leaf, and then the leaves fall. Roses get black spot. If yours are uncovered, then spray them. If you have climbing roses that are growing on your front fence, or they're attached to an arbor on your chimney, you must get out there and apply these two products. So all season oil in either copper or sulfur. Now, the all-season oil is what's considered a dormant oil, except that the all-season can be used any time of the year. You mix it with water, either, again, in a pump sprayer, or you can use it on a hose end bottle sprayer. And you have to soak the trees with these products until it runs down the branches. So soak them up really, really well. It's going to make a tremendous difference. The oil will coat any eggs or dormant insects on your plant. And the oil will smother this particular insect. And it works on aphids, whitefly, mealybugs, spider mite. Those are your four major insects. And it will take care of them. Now, you have to say to yourself, we have had a very, very mild winter. When you put it up against previous winters, this has been a mild one. We had more snow this week than we did the entire winter for most of us. It's been warmer than normal for November, December, January, and February. So a lot of the insects that are normally killed off by the cold weather did not. So treating with all-season oil and lime sulfur or copper, liquid copper, either one of those two, the oil will smother the insects, the copper or the sulfur. And the things that we want to do is really make sure that these trees get treated. I tell you, if you can spend an hour with your sprayer and using the all-season oil and the copper or sulfur spray, all of the garden centers will carry it, and you apply these to the trees, it will make a tremendous difference in the quality of that plant. Just think about it now. July, August, what does your flowering crab look like? Are most of the leaves on the ground? It's caused by the fungus. So if you can treat the tree with the sulfur or copper And I mean soak it so that you see it running down the trunk of the tree on the branches, and then also spray the ground. It will coat those spores, smother them, and they will not become a problem. So that is your main assignment. With snow on the ground in most areas, it makes it difficult to do much more. But your fruit trees do need to be taken care of. Okay? Now, those of you that get our email newsletter, I put a chart in this week's email newsletter to help you to decide when to plant your seeds for the vegetable garden. We've talked about it the last couple of weeks, but I finally did get it done, and it's in there, and it will tell you what plants need to be started inside and what plants can be directly seeded into the garden and roughly when to start them indoors. If you don't get the newsletter, go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, put in your email address, and you will receive information every single week.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and then compost tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Guide Club. If we can help you, if you need a little cheering up after the snow that we got, give me a call, 855-660-4261, and we'll try and cheer everybody up today. You know, we're only 7 days away from daylight savings time, 16 days away from the arrival of spring, and 13 days to St. Paddy's Day. So things are looking up, folks. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Steve from Cape Cod with a question about English ivy.
Steve, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Just to let you know, Cape Cod has had no snow at all.
Perfect.
I have a question about English ivy. I have a section of my front yard that I'm growing English ivy, and it's gotten pretty thick, and I was wondering, would there be any harm in mowing it?
What do you mean it's gotten pretty thick? It's just solid?
It's solid, and growing over the sidewalk, and it's just probably a foot high already. I was wondering, would it harm it if I were to raise the mower and cut the tops off or cut it back?
Well, I'll tell you, I have seen English ivy many years where we've had a really rough winter with a lot of browning of the foliage, and the plant looked dead, totally brown. All the leaves looked terrible. And that was exactly what we did. We went in with the lawnmower. We cut it back. We added some peat moss. We put quite a few bales of peat moss on top of it. We fertilized it with plant tone fertilizer and kept it very wet. And within the matter by early June, that English ivy was absolutely beautiful. But if it's getting out of control, then you're going to have to start to do something, because, you know, English ivy for some people is a plant that they always wanted to get. And it takes time to get established to do what they want them to. And in your situation, you're getting better weather than a lot of areas, and your English ivy is really taking over. So what you're going to have to do is, in areas where it's beginning to come across the walkways, you're going to have to get a garden edger and start cutting that edge to control where it's going to go. Because English ivy will grow a foot a year, especially on a mature plant like you have. So if you can get out there, edge your beds, and you can use a garden spade or those half moon shaped edges, and just go through and cut an edge and pull up so that it doesn't continue. And all those pieces that you pull them up, give them to a friend, give them to a neighbor. All they got to do is dip them in rooting powder, push them right back into the ground, and they'll make all new plants. But if it's getting to be out of control, you need to mow it early. You can't wait until June. You need to mow it before the new growth develops on that plant. So raise it as high as you can. Give it a good haircut. Spread some peat moss on top of it. And put it on fluffy. I mean, I don't want you just to dump a bale and, you know, but you can, after you've mowed it, you'll have nothing but little stems sticking out. Then you can dump a bale or scatter a bale, take a grading rake, rake it in even, and that will help to cover any of your ground running runners. And it will encourage them to make all brand new foliage. So don't worry about it. Just be careful when you're mowing so there's no rocks or sticks or branches that are hiding in there. But get it done during the month of March, if at all possible, before the juices that are stored in the root system have a chance to come up. And then when you mow it, you cut it, and you're throwing away all of that energy. So get it done sooner than later. Great question. Thank you. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Has your garden soil had a checkup lately? Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your garden this year, maximize your soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. For maximum yields, start with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Guide Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, 855-660-4261. So give us a call. Write it down. 855-660-4261. It's early. We have open lines, and you can get in to ask all of your gardening questions. Remember, spring is 16 days away. That's a good sign. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, Paul, we've got Sandy from Maine with a question about starting seedlings indoors.
Hey, Sandy, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I finally bought a really super-duper light system for growing seedlings inside this winter and spring. The question is, do I turn the light off at night or do I leave that wonderful light on 24/7 once the plants germinate?
You want to try and replicate nature.
Okay.
And if you run it 24 hours a day, the plant's going to grow 24 hours a day. And in a lot of cases, what's going to happen is the plants are going to stretch. And they're going to get leggy and skinny, and they're going to fall over. So set your timer for like a 12 to maybe even a 14-hour day, but I would not let them run day and night. You need to give the plant a chance just to you know, take a breather, relax a little, because it's a lot of work for that young seedling to produce a root system and to produce a whole new top. So give it a chance to rest a little bit, and it's going to help you a great deal. We have coming on this morning at 8 o'clock, Dick Chamberlain and Mark Green. They're from the Harris Seed Company. And we're going to talk about starting seedlings today. So if you can stay with us until 8 o'clock, that'd be great. Again, we're going to talk about seedlings. We're also, and I tell you what, I'm going to ask them exactly how long of a day or night the light should be on for you. Because Harris Seed Company is over 100 years old. And it's a family operation, and they're doing a wonderful job. My father always bought seeds from them. So I've asked them if they could give us a hand to motivate all of you to start seeds indoors. So that's coming up at 8 o'clock. Okay, so we hope that you can still be around listening to the program. We'll give you all that information. But so when you're starting new seeds, the first thing that you need to do is look at the package, on the back of the package. That's where all of your information is. And if you get the newsletter, if you go to page 3 and 4, I built a vegetable planting chart for you. And for example, it will say green beans, plant as seed, and you harvest in 50 to 60 days. The spacing is 2 to 4 inches, and the date to set outside is mid-May to September. Now, broccoli, how to plant, you have to put them out as a plant. You can't put it out as a seed, so they need to be started indoors. Again, from the time that you put it out, it will take 50 to 60 days. Your spacing is 18 inches, and you set out your seedlings mid to late April. So broccoli and a lot of other plants can be started roughly 30 to 45 days ahead of schedule. So if you're going to put it out in late April, you can actually be thinking about starting your broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, lettuce, celery, your cold weather crops, plants that can tolerate the cold weather, can be started indoors at this time of the year so that you can put them out by mid to late April. Now, if you live on Cape Cod, by mid-April, they should be in your garden. If you live in Connecticut, Rhode Island, where your weather is nice, you have a jump on the season, and you can put them out in early to mid-April, depending on the weather. So you've got to start starting these seedlings now. So if you're not getting the newsletter, go to the website, paulparent.com, click on newsletter, put your information in, your email address, and you'll get it every single week. And then go to archive, newsletter archive, and you'll see this week's newsletter right there. Okay? And you can print out just the gardening chart. And also this week I added to the newsletter directions for you. If you have apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries, and you've never taken care of them before. I made a list in this week's newsletter of what you should be doing with all of your fruit trees. How to prune, when to prune, how to fertilize, and everything that you need to do at this time of the year. It does make a big, big difference for you to take care of those trees. Now, one of the things that I put in the newsletter about pruning your fruit trees, and this goes with all of your plants. When you prune, you really shouldn't rush unless you're doing a hedge. And then you're just cutting the top, you're cutting the sides to give it a nice rectangular shape. But when you're pruning a tree, you do it by hand. And there's a couple of things, and probably the most important thing of all, is before you make a cut, look at the branch that you're pruning. I want you to look at the buds that are on that branch. And on all of your fruit trees, they are what's called alternate. There's one bud on one side of the branch, and then the next bud is maybe an inch or two higher on the stem, but on the opposite side of the branch. They're not opposite each other. They're alternating. Now, this is where you can develop a good-looking tree. If you prune just above a bud that faces inside the plant, when you prune it, the new growth will grow towards the inside of your tree to make it fuller, maybe to fill in the hole. If you cut just above a bud that is on the outside of the branch, the new growth that comes will grow away from the center and make your tree wider. So you have to look at your tree and say, are you too thick? Are you narrow? Do I want to make you wider, or do I want to bring you in? So if you prune the bud that faces in, just above it, the branch will grow towards the inside. If you cut above a bud that faces out, it will make your plant wider. So you take a few minutes, you prune that way, it will make a big difference. And you're getting rid of dead, diseased, broken. If you have two branches that crisscross and they're rubbing, then you have to look at both of those branches and say, I need to get rid of one of them, because the constant rubbing will remove the bark. And the bark is the skin of the tree. And once that tree has rubbed enough, the skin will come off. Insects can get in. Disease can get in. And you could have a real problem. So you need to open up your tree and clean them. Suckers at the base of your plant, feeding your tree. You have a foot of snow like me, you can't do it just yet, but you can get that pruning done. You can get the spraying of the tree done. So do what you can at this time of the year. If you get a nice day, you want to get outside, that is your main project. And if you have other flowering trees, do some selective pruning on those also. If they're growing tall and thin, and you want to make them wider, you can cut back every single leader, every branch on the top of that tree that's growing straight up in the air. I'm not saying take a third of it off, but take a couple of inches. Remove the terminal bud, the one that's on the very tip, and that will prevent it from growing straight up. Side buds will begin to develop. They will compete to see who is the best leader. So instead of having one branch that grows straight up, you could have two, three, maybe even four branches that will start to grow. They will compete to become the new leader. And now you've increased the density of your tree by four times. You're also going to encourage it to grow wider to give you some body to that tree. So pruning is a very important part of working in your garden at this time of the year. If you're doing major pruning on things that flower, if you're pruning your apples, your peaches, your pears, and you're taking branches a couple of feet long, bring those branches inside your home. Put them in a tall vase of warm water, and in 2 weeks, you will have cherry blossoms, apple blossoms, pear blossoms in bloom on your kitchen table. And your common spring blooming plants, forsythia, quince, prune those now. Bring some branches in, put them in a tall vase of water, and in 2 weeks, beautiful golden yellow forsythia will be in bloom on your kitchen table.
If you ever made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com. Click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through March 9th, save 32% on freeze-dried chicken breast, $140 on a year's supply of basics, and save on the best-tasting instant non-fat dry milk and heirloom garden seeds. All of this and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends March 9th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends March 9th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
I need cash now to pay my bills.
Then visit 800USAMoney.com or call 800USAMoney now.
What?
Get a cash loan now. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan without credit. You don't have to sell your valuable jewelry, watches, cameras, designer bags, all those valuables in your drawers, closets, and attic. Use your valuables to get a confidential loan now.
Is this safe? Legal?
800-USA-Money and 800-USA-Money.com are governed by the Truth in Lending Act, the Bank Secrecy Act, and we've served more than 20,000 customers for 90 years.
Get a confidential loan on my valuables? How can I learn more?
Visit 800-USA-Money.com or call 800-USA-Money. Don't suffer. Get the maximum confidential loan using your valuables now with no credit needed. Visit 800-USA-Money.com or call 800-USA-Money.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. It's Sunday. Spring has given us a tough time here. We're getting more snow in the last week than we did the whole winter for a lot of us, so we're a little bit frustrated. So if you are, call us. We'll be frustrated together. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jim from Mass with a question about rabbits.
Hey, Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Jim from Western Mass. Thank you for taking my call. We have, my wife and I have about 14,000 square feet of gardens. There's loads of trees, shrubs, and many hundreds of perennials, and we're continually adding. And we're having a constant battle with rabbits. We've tried the Barbex, and with limited success, and I'll be honest with you, just because of the odor, we're looking for options. Recently, we saw in a garden magazine these the garlic sticks, I guess they're called, and you clip them every couple of feet. And before we went and purchased them, we were just curious what your take was on using these.
Well, in all of the rabbit repellents, there are garlic is in it. So you've got garlic. They also use rotten eggs, where they will take eggs that have been taken back from the supermarket because of expiration, and they've been fermented to give you a foul, wasted smell. And that, again, is something that's used in there. I would try a different product. Try rabbit scram, because sometimes what happens is if you use a product, and not that Barbex isn't a good product, but they get immune to it. They'll smell it at first, they'll stay away, and then they'll get hungry, they'll come back, and they'll nibble on it. So that you've got to try and alternate. So you use one product for a couple of weeks, and then try something else on your next application. I would do that. Mothballs, flakes, or the actual mothballs themselves work really, really well, depending on the amount of rain. If you get a lot of rain, then the rain will dissolve the mothballs and you'll have to apply it more often. Dried blood is another good product that you would sprinkle around the perimeter of your garden, and that's used in products like rabbit scram because it's animal blood. They smell it. It triggers a sense in their head that, whoa, there's been a dead animal here, you know, and they're a little bit more cautious about coming to where you've applied that particular product. Things that move, that create motion, that reflect the light, work real well. My dad had a problem with rabbits, and they were coming into the garden and eating in broad daylight. And he put, it was like a pencil stake, a little green pencil stake that you can buy at any garden center. He tied a piece of string about 18 inches long, and on the end of the string, he punched a hole in a tin plate, and a big heavy-duty one. But you can go to any of the cooking stores and buy these aluminum pie plates. Or they're like molded. That's what you would get a pot pie in. But you can buy them brand new. And he would tie some of these in the garden. And if you had any sun or light, it would reflect the light and the wind would move them and it would make noise and they were a little bit less hesitant. But, you know, I wouldn't buy a lot of the garlic. I would try some, put it in one particular bed and see what happens. Try some dried blood and things like that, and eventually you will be able to get them away from your perennial gardens. I'll tell you what, when we come back from this break, I'll give you a name of a book that will list plants that are resistant to deer, and when you